a ministry decries the political deaf ear to North Korea. Sudan becomes a window of opportunity for evangelism, and interns are testing their life calling overseas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Bush administration's decision to reward North Korea for its nuclear program declaration met with mixed reaction. President and CEO of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, was beside himself. He wondered aloud what changed so drastically in 18 months. Worse yet, what kind of message does this send to the persecuted church?
They have completely turned a deaf ear to the cries of millions of North Koreans who are starving today, who are oppressed, and the hundreds of thousands, by our estimate, maybe 200,000 to 400,000 believers in North Korea who are particularly persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ.
Mueller says political concessions by North Korea won't affect the believers in this hermit country.
Their steadfast hope is that the West will remember their suffering, remember their chains.
The Open Doors North Korea team is taking the lead in evangelizing North Korea. Open Doors can't reveal the nature of several projects, but they are actively working. Next, Sudan remains a country with major problems. Civil war, genocide, and border tensions are all critical to the nation's survival. However, despite these issues, the church in the South is growing. E3 Partners Mike Congrove says the work they're doing is helping with that.
Well, we started a Bible school to train pastors and leaders, give them some more sound doctrinal training, and also really encourage them to plant new churches. And then in addition, we use North Americans on short-term trips to share Christ home to home.
The initiatives are centered around areas where churches are few. He's encouraged by what he's seeing in the national church.
Recently, they organized their own short-term mission trip and went to another town outside of where our headquarters is and established three new churches completely on their own. So we were very excited about that.
Because of years of violence and war, male leadership is scarce. E3 Partners needs your support to help fund the school and help replace them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Buckner International is helping college students get immersed in practical experience this summer. Their intern program has young people serving in Peru, Guatemala, Romania, Latvia, Ethiopia, and Kenya. Buckner's Victor Upton explains that
the interns are really helpers, or they're doing something toward their course credit, or doing something toward their work experience, or doing something toward their life call, as opposed to just an exposure trip. Interns may lead vacation Bible schools. They may host churches when they come for a short-term trip. They may work in the orphanages.
Upton says they encourage the longer-term relationship building because
the interns are ambassadors for Buckner. They're ambassadors for the gospel. They are truly missionaries, short-term missionaries. Not there for a specific project, but there to spread the gospel, there to share the love of Christ with the children that they encounter and with the adults that they encounter in whatever foreign country they may be assigned to.
Go to our website for more details. Meanwhile, Bible translation in a Central Asian country is slowing and may even stop. Wycliffe Associates reports as of late, Bible translators had to teach all of the classes at their children's school, taking them away from their work. For Bible translation to proceed, the school needs two teachers and one administrator. Pray about investing in the lives of missionary children and furthering the gospel in a country where only 2% of the people are Christians. And tribal believers in Paraguay are learning to reach out to the lost in other communities. After serving as a deacon in his church for some time, one man has answered God's call on his life to move to a distant village to teach the gospel. New Tribes Mission says he and his family are doing well in the new village. The villagers have gladly accepted them and the Bible lessons they're teaching. Pray that God will use this family to call many people to himself. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.